Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, today I have Scott Rigby on the line, and he's founder and CEO of Motivation Works. Scott, welcome to the show.
Adam, it's a great pleasure to be here.
All right, Scott, so this is a big topic we have today. So ensuring employee engagement, a lot of business owners, a lot of executives and entrepreneurs that listen to this show for tips and things that they can do to excel their business. And I mean, employee engagement, is there anything more important? I don't know, but we'll dive into this one. But before we do, we will start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Scott, we at Mission Matters amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Scott, what mission matters to you?
Well, I'll tell you, the thing that gets me up every day these days and energizes me more than anything I've done in the last 30 years building and running businesses is working to benefit human well-being and happiness. That's our mission. We don't undertake any projects that we cannot connect directly to. Is this going to benefit human well-being and happiness? And we're behavioral scientists by training. We're going to talk a little bit more about this, I'm sure, as we go along. But I had the privilege early in my life to get trained as a behavioral scientist and thought that was my career path and learned very powerful models for working to bring about fulfillment in people's lives in what they are doing day to day, whether that be work, whether that be on an app on their phone, whether that be in an educational setting. I've had the chance to study and research and apply it to education, to technology. And as we're going to focus today on a really important topic, employee engagement and work culture. And numbers have just come out recently that show that once again plunging. And there's actually a way that organizations, instead of just aspiring to engagement and to taking care of people or putting people first, right? All organizations have that phrase, people first, somewhere in their philosophy or their mission. But the challenge is, how do you do it? And how do you put it to work? And that's what gets me up out of bed every day and excited, is that we've got a model to work directly towards that goal.
It's awesome. Love bringing mission-based individuals on the line to share why they do what they do. Like, what exactly, as you said, what gets them out of bed? What gets them excited and fired up to go make a difference in the marketplace? So I think just to get this kicked off, so tell us a little bit more before we go into the topic a little bit further. Tell us a little bit more about Motivation Works and how this came about.
So Motivation Works is a project that we have been working on for about 5 years now. And really, it came out of our desire to create tools that could help to support people at an individual level to feel more, to both understand how experiences such as work and work climates were fulfilling what we call their basic psychological needs, and to get a lot of self-learning out of that, to understand with high resolution what their experience is like. Why are they excited for something? Why is their heart in their work, or why is their heart not in their work? Why are they, you know, feeling one way or the other? Why are they feeling burned out? Why are they feeling these things? And to then be able to use about 40 years of science to take action by giving them tools, recommendations, we call them recipes, for how they can take direct action to get more fulfillment out of their lives. And really, Motivation Works is a software platform that bakes all of that knowledge and science, all of which has got a tremendous evidence base, Adam. I mean, 40 years, thousands of studies. You know, what's great is we've really tested this. We know it works. And the goal of Motivation Works is to make that available to everyone in a way that's practical and effective.
That's awesome. And obviously there's going to be, just based off your description, like it sounds to me like you can pretty much work with anybody, like different sizes of companies and otherwise. But who do you find typically is the best fit for this and gets the most value out of working with you and your team? Is it a certain industry or a certain background? Like what have you found?
Yeah, great question. Honestly, the people that work best with us are the ones that there's a resonance for, you know, sort of the mission that we talked about, but in particular that resonate with the idea that employee engagement is a personalized experience. Mm-hmm. You know, what we're offering is a personalized employee engagement, meaning most approaches to employee engagement, and I'm sure your audience is going to be able to relate to this, consists of a system in which employees' main role is to answer a bunch of survey questions, and then that's it. Sometime later, weeks later, month later, maybe there's a trickle down of information about some general findings. Maybe their manager has been tasked to have a meeting or to do certain things, but all the activity happens at the level of leadership and the managers. And that clearly isn't working, you know, and even with all the fancy tech that's out there now, pulse surveys and this and that, The top-down command and control approach doesn't work. And we're going to get to why in a minute, because our science actually speaks directly to that. But organizations that work best with us are the ones that resonate with our message, which is we need to transform our whole approach. We need to put the employee center stage. Instead of motivation engagement being something that we want our managers to do for their employees or to coax out of their employees, we need to recognize the real truth, which is there's an engine for engagement, an intrinsic engine for engagement inside every employee. If we put them center stage and we know how to support them, we're going to 10x the effectiveness of our engagement programs, as well as increasing employee health, well-being, loyalty, and a whole host of other things.
Awesome. So let's dig further into the topic. So I know, and as the audience knows, like there's only, you're talking 40 years of research. You're talking, you know, thousands of inputs there.
Only
so much we could do in a 20 minute interview. But that being said, I do want to start somewhere. So maybe let's start on why, maybe let's start with self-determination theory. I mean, I didn't really know what it was until you and I connected on this interview, and I'm not claiming that anyone else listening to this, maybe some do, but self-determination theory, really how companies are using or can use it to boost employee engagement. So maybe let's start there.
Yeah, that's a great place to start. So self-determination theory really focused, it really is a model for well-being and motivation. And at its heart, it's focused on a couple of pretty great ideas. The first is that motivation is not something that you coax out of other people or do to other people, right? So much of our language, particularly in organizations, is how do I motivate my team? How do I motivate my people? And implicit in all of that is this idea that motivation has to be created. And also it has to be created by, you know, managers who, last time I checked, were pretty busy, pretty overworked, doing their real jobs rather than suddenly having to be psychologists, et cetera. So again, there's an implicit problem in the system that doesn't have to be there, because what we know from the science is the best kind of motivation is to tap into motivation that's intrinsic and already there. Every single person is intrinsically motivated. Think about it. We all want to feel fulfilled in what we're doing. We want to grow. I don't know of anybody that doesn't want to grow. I don't know anybody who doesn't want to grow their skills and get better. I don't know of anyone that doesn't want to seek out and find things that are interesting to them. We have a lot of this internal energy. And so what self-determination theory does is it outlines and is discovered and is proven out that there's three what we call basic psychological needs, and that if we have these fulfilled and if as an organization we support these needs, we're going to see all kinds of benefits. I'll just quickly touch on them. Need for mastery, that's what I was just talking about. I want to feel effectiveness day to day, but I also want to feel a sense of growth, not just I get a promotion, but that my skills are growing and developing. I have the need for autonomy. This is a real key one. Autonomy is, I want to feel like I'm the author of what I'm doing, that I endorse what I'm doing, that basically it's the experience I believe, right? I believe in what I'm doing. Mastery is kind of the feeling of I succeed. I want to have the experience I succeed. Autonomy is the experience that I believe. Notice I didn't say autonomy is independence and you can do whatever you want and freedom. That's how a lot of people interpret it. But that's not really autonomy. And, you know, honestly, we don't have enough time, but we can unpack that. And there's a huge repercussions for the effectiveness of autonomy in the workplace when you understand it the right way. And the third experience people want to have is I belong. That's the basic need for relatedness. I want to feel like I matter to you, Adam. If we're working together, I want to matter to you. And I want you to matter to me. And I want to feel that we're supporting and respecting each other. And what we do with our model is, remember, this is a science. We can discreetly measure all of those needs. We can measure how much they're fulfilled. We can measure how much people feel that they're being supported by their managers or by the organization or by policies or procedures. And by looking at how those needs are fulfilled and supported, we can bring very precise advice and coaching and training into organizations to hit these key pillars that essentially improve every cultural metric in any organization. It's incredibly powerful.
So where does somebody, I mean, it sounds great and I get it. And when I, you know, sometimes people listen to a podcast like this and they're like, okay, like I get it. Everything that you said makes sense. It sounds great. But like, where does somebody start with this? Like, where does somebody start kind of when they, nothing happens in a day. Like the people that listen to the show listen for a long time. I'm the first and normally I'm picking up myself here. I listen to this and I'm like, all right, Scott, I'm in. Like, this is awesome. Like, where does this start though? Like, is the mindset, like, where does it go?
Right. So, I mean, the first thing is, you mean, where does it start from somebody that wants to like get their arms around it and figure out how to put it to work?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, so there are a couple things. First, let me talk to the real deep dive, you know, nerds out there. I say that affectionately. I'm a nerd myself. I wear the tag proud.
I'm a wannabe. I don't know if I'm smart enough to be one, but I want to be. Go ahead, please.
And so if there's one of the great things about this model is, like I said, there's tons of research out there. We have a not-for-profit called Center for Self-Determination Theory. That's at selfdeterminationtheory.org. And that's one place you can go to dig into all the science. Mm-hmm. But there's another solution, which we've already touched on, which is, also, there are people out there who don't have time for that. Like, hey, I want a solution. How do I put this to work? That's where I would direct people to motivationworks.com, because really this entire platform was built to do exactly what you're talking about, is to offer training, step-by-step ways to implement self-determination theory in the organization so that you can begin to reap all of its benefits. But there's the resources to both, you know, dig deep and learn the science. And there's also a lot of turnkey resources at motivationworks.com to put it into action.
Tell me about the user experience. Like, what does that look like? So if somebody decides, okay, they want to go down this path, and obviously some of the concepts can take, you know, it's a practice. It's something that takes time to learn. But tell me a little bit about the user experience overall.
Yeah, so the user experience, one of the great things about the self-determination theory is, we joked about there being 40 years of his thousands of studies. We can't go over it all. But what's fascinating is, in about 2 minutes, when I hit kind of these notes of I succeed, mastery, right? Mm-hmm. I believe, autonomy, I belong, relatedness. Mm-hmm. That is the heart of the theory. In other words, it distills down into something that, it actually resonates with everyone. I bet most of your audience, like when you say these things, there's head nodding, or there's something like, yes, of course we want that in our lives. And
of course,
remember, this is not a consulting theory of management. Self-determination theory, this is a basic theory about human psychology, about who we are as human beings. And so what that means is that people are excited about it. And it's also these principles, we went over them. You can adopt them really quickly. You don't have to learn the 27 metrics or trying to figure out what this connects to this. You can focus in on these key experiences, and employees actually love it because, again, these are basic psychological needs. They resonate. And I'm going to come back to another point. They want to participate. And the point that we have in our program is we've done exactly what I said early on. We've created a whole, totally new approach to employee engagement called personalized employee engagement, where the people that get primary support are the employees. Sure, leadership gets dashboards and can filter and look at data and understand. Managers get team reports to understand what's happening on their team, detailed reports and manager-level recipes. But most importantly, employees get their own personal report. They get it instantly. When you engage our system, you answer questions about things that are meaningful to you as an employee, and within minutes of finishing that, you have a full report that you can learn from, that you can be like, you have personal insights, and it then gives you recommendations for how you can then engage as an employee in the process of building a better work life. So, I mean, that's really unprecedented, and it's incredible how powerful it is when you tap into an approach that matches the reality of psychology and the science.
Awesome. And so from the employer side, I think I heard you correctly. So, of course, there's dashboards and things like that so that they can, see some of the results. Can you give an example of maybe a metric or just a KPI or something from the dashboard side, from the employer side of things, that makes this tool useful?
Sure. Yeah. So we track in the model, we track in 7 main domains. We track the 3 basic needs we talked about. We then track personal resources, all this stuff, again, based in the theory and the model, mindfulness, vitality. Vitality is a measure of kind of the useful energy that people are bringing into work every day. It's also a great tracking metric for burnout. But the key metric that we have as a tracking metric in the program is something called motivational quality. And motivational quality is a composite that rolls together how well people feel all their needs are being fulfilled, as well as whether people are feeling bad forms of motivation. So we didn't have time to get into this, but there's the motivation that comes from need fulfillment and from personally valuing and kind of these intrinsic sources. But organizations also have to look out for things that come from bad forms of motivation. Things like, are there external pressure? Am I manipulating people? And that can be through threats of punishment, but it can also be like, I'm going to offer all kinds of rewards, again, to kind of cajole people into motivation. That actually backfires in terms of their overall motivation. That's likely to drive people out the door. And if rewards are not implemented well, this is a very common factor. And so that key tracking metric, when we look at that key tracking metric, it's pretty remarkable. People who are high on this motivational quality measure, 85% of them have no interest in looking for another job. People who are low, about the same number of people, 85%, are actively looking to change jobs in the next 6 months. And every organization metric that you look at has the same impact. You have greater commitment, willingness to go the extra mile, more loyalty, better performance at work. All of these things are related to this key tracking metric of high motivational quality. And why? Because it comes out of people feeling fulfilled, deeply fulfilled at their basic level in their jobs. It's how we can finally define getting people to love their jobs and how much they love their jobs. And anyway, I could keep going. It's pretty exciting stuff.
No, this has been great, Scott. I'll tell you, I know we barely scratched the surface on this one, but I got a lot of it. I'm sure my audience did as well. That being said, for those that want to, continue the conversation and also to connect with your team and learn more, what's the best way for people to connect with Motivation Works?
Yeah, well, again, you can always head over to motivationworks.com and you can contact us there. People can reach out to me directly. If they want, scott@motivationworks.com. Those are probably the best channels.
Fantastic. And we'll definitely put all that information in the show notes so that our team will put it in the show notes so that the audience can just click on the links and head right on over and check out Motivation Works and connect. And speaking of the audience, for those of you that are listening to Mission Matters for the first time, just to let you know, we are all about bringing on entrepreneurs and executives and having them share their mission, why they do what they do, and what really gets them excited about going out there into the marketplace to make a difference. If that's the type of content that sounds fun or engaging or motivating to you, then we definitely welcome you to hit that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Scott, really, it has been a pleasure. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. It's a lot of fun.